79% focused upon the business community, which typically has been paying more in the 35% range of the total sales tax collection. So that creates a sort of business unfriendly shift. So we're actually developing alternative methods of paying for a reduction in the income tax over time.
What about the alternative of just focusing the sales tax broadening on services that individuals often buy, cable TV, haircuts, pet grooming?
Those kind of ideas aren't completely off the table, but they're going to take more time than we have in the preparation of the House version of the budget. So we're probably going to use other methods.
Okay, if that's not a particularly popular idea right now, what about another idea floating around, which is to raise the CAT tax, the commercial activities tax, that a lot of businesses pay?
In a larger package, you might be able to do a little bit of an increase there, but you'd have a need to do something sort of parallel to the conversation we're having on the sales tax on individuals to address some of the problems inside the commercial activity tax for some sectors because they're already under stress.
Well, if those two alternatives to raise money aren't getting a whole lot of traction right now, is it pretty clear to you you're going to have to scale back the big income tax cut?
Well, that would be an option of last resort. We're developing other alternatives that we hope will make it possible to maintain a scale similar to what the administration has been proposing. We don't know until we test them and develop them a little further whether they actually can bear fruit for us.
Please give us a hint. What are these other alternatives you're talking about?
They involve tax reform, which means potentially moving money that's maybe not being collected now or money that is being collected in a different form into the reform package and using it to lower the income tax.
Closing tax loopholes. Democrats always say they like the idea. Sometimes we hear Governor Kasich saying he likes that idea. Of course, everybody's idea of what a loophole is kind of different, but is that kind of what you're looking at?
Well, there are different types of loopholes. If you know, that's a term that's used because it's a negative term and it makes people think, well, we should be doing these things. However, some of the tax policies that are potentially under consideration were put there to make the taxes less onerous. But there are other credits and things that we could consider as you lower the income tax, for example. Even inside it, there are credits that you might start to look at because as the rate goes down, you can start to maybe lower some of the credits as well.
What do you think are the chances you're going to be able to come up with a package that accomplishes a 20% cut in the income tax for individuals and 50% for small companies? Is that still realistic?
We don't know yet. We have that as a target, and we want to stay in that scale if we can.